Now, I have explained to you the whole of Plato actually, in a few words. Many of these things require repetition of our thinking. It is said that philosophy should not be taught by lectures, but by leisurely reflection. You repeat the same ideas, little by little, reflect and reflect again and again. And then you begin to have conceptions. Some light begins to emerge by your thinking, reflecting, and suddenly you grasp. Conceptions are caught by a deep process of reflection. So theory is a very short theory, as I told you just now. Within a few minutes you can expound this theory. But it opens up the vast vision of the whole universe. Now, there is one word, however, which is very important in Plato. He says, all universal ideas are forms. All universal ideas are forms. We are going to reflect on this sentence. All universal ideas are forms. What does he mean by saying they are forms? What's the meaning of the word form? Now, usually when we say form, we have a kind of an image in our mind. This book has a form. This table has a form. That means it has a boundary. It has a beginning. It has an end. That is our normal idea of a form. But the essential idea of form is that which can be differentiated from the others. That which can be differentiated from the others. A form, called form, because it can be differentiated from something else. Ideas are a peculiar kind of forms which can be differentiated from something else, which are not ideas. Take for example colors, sounds. Ideas are not colors. Ideas are not sounds. They can be differentiated from sounds and colors. Therefore, ideas can be distinguished, can be differentiated from sounds and colors. Therefore, Plato calls ideas forms. Special kind of form is idea. Color is another kind of form. Sound is another kind of form. There are many kinds of forms, of which ideas are one kind of forms. There is one very interesting talk of the mother where she says, as you rise higher, you come to the realm of colors. You go beyond the realm of colors, you come to the realm of sounds. You go beyond the realm of sounds and you come to the realm of ideas. Ideas are nearest to reality. Ideas are forms nearest to reality. If you go beyond ideas, they are reality, existence. You grasp existence, the real. So if you are actually traveling in the world beyond our ordinary existence in which we are all the time clogged, if you can liberate ourselves from our ordinary preoccupations and rise higher and higher, you will come to the realm of colors, then you will come to the realm of sounds, and then you will come to the realm of ideas. And when you reach the topmost of the realm, you get what is called real idea. Reality and idea, as it were, real idea. The idea, as it were, strikes against the reality. You have the real idea, in which the idea is absolutely accurately describing reality. No distortion at all. Idea is a form distinguished from the sound and color. That idea symbolizes exactly the reality. No distortion. Pure reflection. Now the greatness of Plato was that he perceived even so many thousands of years ago, he had this great conception of idea that is nearest to reality, which can be called real idea. Real idea has two special qualities. An idea reflects the reality accurately. It reflects the reality accurately, truthfully. And secondly, it is the most universal, highest universal. This is the nature of real idea. Accurate expression of reality and highest universality. The reality is still beyond it actually, because idea is only an expression of it. Therefore reality is described as transcendental. Ideas are universal. The real idea is universal. But that which is described, that which is caught by the idea, is transcendental. It transcends even the idea. Reality transcends idea. Idea only reflects the reality. So if you want to describe the reality, the existence, pure existence, we should say it is universal and beyond universal. It transcends. Reality is transcendental, which is universal. When you will read the Life Divine, this what I am saying just now will be very useful. We all have heard the word supermind, all of us. We speak of the supermind quite often. Now Sri Aurobindo has defined supermind as real hyphen idea, as real idea. R capital hyphen and I capital, R-E-L, real, then put hyphen and then put idea, I-D-E-A, I capital, real idea. It's another term for supermind that Sri Aurobindo has used. Supermind is real idea. Supermind accurately describes, expresses the reality. No distortion at all. And supermind is universal, is vast. That is why Sri Aurobindo says that Plato was in touch with the supermind. That is the greatness of Plato. He was in touch with the supermind. the reason why I have selected Plato for you and why I am taking so much time on Plato with you is that it is a very good introduction to the idea of supermind. You understand supermind better when you have gone through this exercise of cattiness, chairness, and gradually you rise into higher ideas of truth, beauty and goodness, and rise to the supreme good, the idea of the supreme existence, and then you connect existence with real idea. Plato is a very good introduction to Sri Aurobindo. If you understand Plato quite well, you can enter into the realm of Sri Aurobindo much more easily. Sri Aurobindo is very difficult because many people have not studied Plato and therefore they find it very difficult. But if you have done Plato quite well, it is much easier for you to enter. We must remember that supermind was discovered by the Vedic seers. You remember when I was talking about the Veda, I told you that supermind was discovered by the Vedic seers. And I told you that the Veda describes supermind in three words: truth, the right and the vast. The truth, the right and the vast. Vast is another word of universal. Vast is another term for universality. It is truth because it expresses truly the reality. It is right because when you have truth and vastness, your action will be correct, right action. If you want that your action should be absolutely right action, then you have to rise into supermind, because then only the actions will be right. Till that time we are all approximating. We can do the right action when we reach the supramental consciousness and we act on it. That was the Vedic idea. That is why they said to everybody, rise, climb, climb to the peaks, become more and more universal. Vishvajanya. Vishva means the universal. You generate yourself, be generated in the universality. Now this is the basic theory of Plato. I spoke at length on this subject because after this we shall be able to understand many things which are in this paper much more easily. Now it will be like cantering and galloping into this paper easily. We shall do it tomorrow, alright? Thank you.